Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Sports Day WA. Sheffield Shield final tomorrow. Perfect conditions. It'll be sunny. Blue skies. They're playing at the Wacker. The wicket will be magnificent. And we've got two pretty evenly matched teams. Western Australia taking on Victoria. And I thought, who should I get on to preview this Sheffield Shield final? And let me tell you, I have got the perfect person that we're going to have a chat to. Now, after all, he's played cricket as a batsman. For Western Australia, he was a very good number three, was involved in some Sheffield Shield finals wins for Western Australia during the 80s. And then, of course, he took Tasmania to their very first Sheffield Shield final, brought the Vic some glory at the turn of the century and beyond, and just recently has been the coach in the BBL with the Sydney Sixers. Can you identify who it is? Correct. Greg Shipper joins us here on Sports Day. Greg, thanks for your time.
Yeah, great to be on the show, Peter. Thanks for the build-up there. I wish I was sitting there at the Wacker over the next 5 days. I'd be nice and relaxed watching two terrific and informed teams going head-to-head. It's, the well-deserved for both teams. They've both been fantastic ambassadors, played some sterling cricket, and I think those that are watching and listening will be in for a treat over the next 5 days.
Well, it's a rematch of last year's final, of course, with the reigning champions WA again taking on Victoria. How much do we read into the fact that WA were always going to host the final, but they were well beaten by Victoria just a few days ago?
Yeah, I think you might have rested a couple of your key quicks, which I remember doing with the Victorians when we had the luxury of being in that position. So that's quite a clever move, so that those bowlers that you rely on heavily, are fresh and ready for that 5 day toil at the end of a long, long season. So, it's a great matchup, and I think both teams will understand that the past is the past, and they play for what's in front of them now. And it's a great opportunity for WA, I think, to win all three, which is a rare thing to do. So well done to Adam Vogts and his team.
A couple of big ins, both for Victoria and Western Australia. Lance Morris comes in after, of course, national duties, where he didn't get a run for Australia in India. But we know what Todd Murphy did in India. He's certainly a big in, as is Peter Hanscom, who will lead the side. How do you see both squads and both teams?
Yeah, I think both teams are beautifully balanced. But as you say, both big ins, Boland recently coming back, just steadies the young bowling group that they've had operating this season, and Morris, Paris, coming back into the West Australian team gives swing and high end pace. So look, both have got threatening attacks, but having said that, both batting units have scored the house down in recent times as well. So I think it's going to be a titanic battle. John Holland probably unlucky to miss out with Murphy coming back, has been bowling beautifully for Victoria. So some tough decisions, I'm sure, have been made on both sides with regard to the team. A lot of good outs for West Australia, having their players, their one-day white ball players in India. So they'll miss them, but there's plenty of depth in Western Australia.
And just having a look at the Vics, and really for WA as well, we've got an Ashes tour coming up in the middle of the year. It is a perfect opportunity for some of these players to maybe really put their name up before the selectors in a pressure cooker match like a Shield final, particularly Marcus Harris, who I believe got married at the weekend. He's been in fine form and be pretty keen for another Ashes opportunity.
Oh, he's been brilliant for a number. One of the hardest things in cricket is to be consistent. And he's certainly done that over a number of years. I think if I can think back to 14-15 down at Bellerive, WA versus Victoria, we happened to get over the line in that game, but someone caught my eye, and that was young Marcus Harris, scored 158, not out, and a 70. And so, we had the recruiting star out next to him moving forward. So he's been a terrific player for Victoria, and as well has earned his place in the conversations around the replacements at the top of the order for Australia. So not only he, I think young Hardy from Western Australia, a sensational effort in last year's final. If he can do that again, you know, his stocks will rise dramatically looking forward.
You know about Sheffield Shield finals, as I mentioned, you've been part and parcel of them for many, many years. In the case of Western Australia, Greg, if they win the toss, you'd think they would bat and try and bat as long as they can, knowing that a draw will give them the Shield anyway. Would that be the tactics?
Well, I think those tactics are a little bit clouded by the bonus point situation. So if it is a draw, it's whoever scores the most bonus points. So, yeah, it's about encouraging the game to move forward. And should you lose that battle for first inning bonus points, then you go flat out to turn things around and win the game outright. So it's quite a clever move by Cricket Australia. I think they'd have to assess the wicket first of all, and then make their decisions around how they assess the conditions on the day.
So the bonus points are awarded only in the first 100 overs of each team's first innings, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay, so we'll follow that with interest. Another little conundrum. Were you surprised by Todd Murphy's performance on the subcontinent? And what does he now bring to this Shield final? No doubt a big X factor.
Absolutely. He's a wonderful young bowler. The word has got around, you know, the whole competition that now there's a young off-spinner in Victoria that's going to be a terrific understudy for Nathan Lyon. He bowls differently to Nathan. He's probably got a few more variations tucked up his sleeve because he's played probably more white ball cricket and T20 cricket in his early phases of his career. But it was no surprise, I'm sure, for all of those that have been watching his career for him to have done so well in Indian conditions. But equally, you know, he bowls extremely well in the early stages of his career in Sheffield Shield cricket. So he's one to watch out for. He'll enjoy the bounce and the potential turn across the course of 5 days at the Wacker.
Just looking at WA again, Greg, when you look at the batting lineup, it'll start with Bancroft. Sam Whiteman is the captain. Young Teague Wiley, who scored a century on debut in first-class cricket for WA, comes in at number three. And then Cartwright, Hardy, and possibly Ashton Turner. It's pretty strong, but saying that, the Vicks have got plenty of runs in them as well. We mentioned Marcus Harris, but another player who certainly will be a danger player for WA is Matt Short in the middle order.
Yeah, he's having a purple patch at the moment. He's taken a while to find that consistency, as I talked about, but at 27-8 now, on the back of, you know, building confidence in white ball cricket, he's an imposing red ball figure, but no more imposing than the likes of Hardy and Ashton Turner, Josh Phillippe in the middle order for Western Australia. So the bowlers are going to have their work cut out, but, again, Victoria, with young Sutherland, Perry and Fergus O'Neill, who shift the ball around in the air, will enjoy the Wacker conditions.
So, Greg, how do you see it playing out? And if you had to make a prediction, which way would you be leaning?
Look, I think it's going to be a draw, and I think WA might just get their noses in front at the end of the day. But, Chris Rogers and his team have done a wonderful job to win five in a row. It's a toss of a coin for sure.
Chris Rogers, another man that certainly plied his craft over here for many, many years. Could I ask you, ahead of the Ashes series, it just came to mind, at this stage, who would be in front, Marcus Harris or Cameron Bancroft?
Oh, another terrific question. And again, I think there'll be discussions behind the scenes whether, you know, a right-left-hand combination might be what they're looking for. I think Harris in terms of consistency, but Bancroft this year has been consistent this year, certainly. And Harris has been consistent for 3 or 4 years. So I think he may have his nose slightly in front, but I'm sure both will be on the tour and they'll be tussling away behind the scenes to grab that opportunity when it comes.
Good on you, Greg Shepherd. For those people that remember you fondly, what will you be doing during the winter months now that the cricket season's coming to an end?
Probably plotting for next year's Big Bash with the Sydney Sixers. Possible involvement with New South Wales in the American League, and watching and hoping the West Coast Eagles actually improve, even though they've started off disastrously. It was a long time ago, 2018, since we were able to have a celebratory drink around the Eagles' performance.
Yeah, so Shippy, you were born in Subiaco, I think it's St John of God Hospital, probably all those years ago. So even though you haven't lived in Western Australia for many years because your profession's taken to the east, you've still got a soft spot for when it comes to AFL for a team from the west.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've adored the West Coast Eagles, and a lot of my good friends from uni days, in Timmy Jepp and Trevor Nisbet, were heavily involved, obviously, with that team. So I've always watched with great interest.
Good on you, mate. Lovely to reconnect. Lovely to have a chat to you. You've given us a fantastic preview to what promises to be an exciting match starting tomorrow, the Sheffield Shield final for this season, 22-23. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Great to be with you.
Great to have a chat to Greg Shippard, who's been around cricket circles for many, many, many years. Of course, starting as a very dour top order batsman for Western Australia. And then he's been very much in demand for a lot of states, Victoria, Tasmania, and now New South Wales. And we wish him all the best going forward. But as you heard, still has a real soft spot for the team in the AFL with the blue and the gold, the West Coast Eagles. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in the moment. This is Sports Day WA, all thanks to Kia. And as well as that, Toolma, the complete tool centre.